words to live by. More words of wisdom, from the Lord, our God and Savior. Part 3. The meek and the foolish. The wise are quiet, and know when to speak, and the humble are barely noticed. Yet the prideful announce themselves, as with a trumpet, and the plight of the slothful is made plain by their complaint. Walking in the Word. Rejoice in the wisdom of the Lord, and find joy in His correction. For only those who have received of the Spirit of truth are able to see, and only those who love the truth are able to hear. Yet only those who embrace the Messiah fully, who also write His words upon their hearts, will do them. And peace, the kind of which only the Lord can give, shall be their companion. Narrow is the way. Very narrow is the way. Yet look how easily a little child passes through. Men and women of this world, you stand too tall, your girth is too wide. Lose this height therefore, and bow down. For you are puffed up. As fatted cattle, you have become meat for the slaughter. Therefore, refuse all this rotten food fed to the masses, and eat no more from the filthy plates, served in the churches of men. Rather partake of the food I give you, and be satisfied. For I tell you the truth, until you decrease in the world's eyes, and are humbled in your own, you shall by no means pass through. For the first harvest shall be lowly, of the lowly, says the Lord. Due reward. The high man stands proud, and the man of low degree is tread down. The eyes of the Lord have seen it, the ears of the Lord have heard it. Therefore shall the error of the proud be exposed, and the look of the lofty be brought low. For the span of my holy mountain is great, filling the breadth of the whole earth. The weight of the stone, infinite. And woe to those who are crushed beneath it, says the Lord of hosts. Yet the man of low degree shall arise, and the humble sleeper shall awake from his slumber. They together shall inherit the land. They together shall live in the top of the mountain. And the broken shall receive healing atop the stone, says the Lord. Wonderful. The power of the Lord is without end. His love covers His creation like a blanket, and the light of His glory reaches beyond the stars of heaven. His majesty is beyond comprehension. It transcends space and time. The everlasting is His name. The express image of the Holy is revealed. He is known of His own. His glory shines from the east, even unto the west. The Shekinah of the Father's only Son. Wonderful is His name. Wonderful are His ways. He wears truth as a garment, and glory is His vesture, and love is His crowning glory. All life proceeds from Him. He holds all things together by the word of His power. His way is from everlasting, and with His mouth He testifies to the truth, always. Therefore, let us testify also. The Father and the Son are one. 1. Yahushua, Yahuwah. Glad service. A right heart brings forth glad service, and a joyful giver reaps what he sows. Life in abundance shall be his reward. Yet the heart of the wicked seeks his own way, and he too shall reap according to that which he has sown, welcoming death when it comes. Building the gallows. Vanity is a rope, and pride builds the gallows. Envy leads to hate, and jealousy brings forth evil thoughts. Therefore, beware of the thoughts of your heart, lest you follow in Haman's error, and walk in the way of Cain, to your own demise, says the Lord. Walking together in the Father's joy. Blessed is the man who gives out of the abundance of his heart. For one such as this gives, knowing in his heart that all he has is mine, and all I have is his, given and received, according to the knowledge of my will, for those who believe. For this man knows what it is to be my servant. He is bound by nothing. A man who walks free in all the earth. Blessing the name of the Lord his God, with enduring trust. Therefore, those who give out of obligation, know not the joy of the Lord, nor of the freedom which comes by service, helping others, in my name. Yet the servant whose heart leaps with joy at the thought of washing the feet of the poor, who also eagerly seeks out the afflicted, to give them comfort, knows that whatsoever they do for another, they have also done for me. For these know me, and I live in them. And together we shall walk, choosing the good, and refusing the evil, until we walk together anew, in my kingdom, says the Lord. Reconciliation in marriage. An unyielding heart sows discord in marriage, and stubbornness shuts the door to reconciliation. Yet the one who is first to say, "I'm sorry," is wise, diffusing any argument, and the one who is quick to forgive, heals the breach. Surrender. The unbroken remain proud, and fools speak assertions without knowledge. They are bound. Yet the one who holds their tongue is wise, and the one who surrenders all, shall gain the victory. Ears to hear. A willing, humble heart is open to me, and one who is deeply in love with me will hear my voice. Yet this is not equal, nor shall every servant hear my voice in the same way. Hear and understand. I have spoken to my prophets throughout the generations, for I change not. And each was given that which was required to accomplish my will among the people. Therefore rejoice, my sons and daughters, for the Most High has come down to you. And behold, I have caused my servants to hear, to receive wisdom by the power of my own Spirit. Lo, by the word of my mouth shall my beloved be blessed, the prideful humbled, and the haughty abased. For the word of the Lord never returns void, says the Lord. A waving banner. To the unbeliever, my word, no matter its color or brilliance, shall be as gray clouds on a dark and dreary day. And to those pricked in their hearts, it shall be to them as an afterimage, which ceases not from before their eyes. As a flash of lightning remains in the eyes of the one who beheld it, even after they have shut their eyes to it. Yet to the believer, my words are cause for celebration, a time to stop and pay attention. For the mouth of the living God has spoken. Both the color and brilliance they recognize, for their eyes are wide open. For them, the source and the author is clear. For they see with the heart, and not with the mind, says the Lord. Believing without seeing. Look not outwardly, for that which can only be discerned from within. And search not in the world, for that which is not of this world. For I have already come. I dwell within the hearts of men, and my spirit testifies on my behalf. Therefore, let the hungry come to me, and eat. Let the thirsty rush to my side, and drink. And let those who seek me, turn not their heads. Let them be still, and listen for my voice, says the Lord, your life. Freedom. Demand nothing of me, and I shall give you everything. Demand everything of yourself, and I will take it from you. And you shall be set free, says the Lord Yahushua. Treading water. The servant who doubts is like a man who is tossed about on the waves of the sea. He is useless, spending all of his time trying to stay afloat, consumed with keeping his head above water. Yet the man whose trust does not waver fears not the boisterous winds, nor do the billowing waves trouble him. For he takes my hand, and together we shall walk upon the water, says the Lord Yahushua. Bearing fruit in due season. Though men speak evil of you, and others depart before the time, while still others question your sanity, I tell you, My words shall bear much fruit in due season. Yet the wicked will not understand, and the lukewarm will forsake them, and the worldly will seek to bind them, and place them in a corner. Yet those who are wise will understand, and in them shall a flame arise. In them shall my words be written. Behold, they shall bear fruit in accordance with my likeness. For they were bound to me from the beginning, and did not waver, says the Lord your Redeemer. The devoted servant. What is the least thing done in service toward me, compared with that which my servant wishes to do most for himself? Yet the servant who is truly devoted to me puts no difference between them. In his eyes, they are one and the same. In his heart, the former fulfills the latter. For have I not said, a right heart brings forth glad service, says the Lord. Impaired vision. I saw a star fall from heaven, while the sons of men laughed. For they have no vision, neither are they able to see beyond that which is in front of them. And even this they deny, for they love deception, and the truth is not at all convenient. Yet the sons of God hold their tongues, and open not their mouths. As tears run down their faces, they look upon creation with new eyes and restored vision, embracing the promise, abiding in the hope of salvation, says the Lord. The holy flame. Hear and seek to understand. The word of God is fire, each word a burning flame in the midst of an immense fire. The countenance of the Lord is a fire, and a flame within a fire. The glory of the Lord is perfect, a pure light, a flame within a flame, a fire engulfing all creation. Yahuwah is one, and his name one. His name is in him, and is him. Yahuwah is his name, and his name is one with him. They are not separate, but one. Even as the Father and the Son are one. A flame within a flame, within an immense fire. Yahuwah has no beginning and no end, even as his name. Therefore nothing is outside Yahuwah, for his being is infinite. And those who pass outside creation enter into his eternal glory, or are burned up in his devouring fire, in his everlasting flame. Therefore, no one may come to the Father except through the Son, Yahushua, the purifying flame. For only the holy flame may dwell within the fire. For Yah is holy, and all those void of the flame will consume away. They shall cease to exist. For all must pass through the fire. All are subject to the power of the flame. The wicked purged, and the penitent purified. More. I have seen the sun rise upon the mountains of Israel. I have seen the light of the moon illuminate the valleys of Judah. I have even seen the stars fall from the heavens. Yet never have I seen a wonder such as this. Never have I beheld such a wondrous thing. I have seen a brilliant light, a perfect likeness. Behold, I have stepped into the fire. Yet instead of burning, I received understanding. And in place of my wounds, I received healing in this flame. What a wondrous and beautiful place! Such overwhelming, pure love, in the light of his glory, consuming me where I stand, strengthening me as I fall down, my tears flowing as my life departs from me. Yet I do not die, rather the presence of the Lord of hosts rises up in me. Is this heaven? Yes, it is the kingdom. For before me is the likeness of a man, bright and shining. He is beckoning me. I see the holes in his hands and in his feet, as I am pulled toward his open arms. I am losing myself, yet I feel as though I am being born. I was dead, and now I am alive again. The man I was, passing away, as his life rushes in. And what more can I say? What more shall I ask of him? Only this. More.